Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Vishupada Paramahamsa Parivrasa Kacharya Sattara Sattva Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon Samstapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 37, and probably 38. Sri Suka Uvacham Iti Ukte Yamadutaste Vasudev. You have the text? Okay. Vasudev Vokta Karinaha Tan Pratichu Prasyedam Mega Niratayagiram. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It's 1:37. Swami continued, being thus addressed by the messengers of Yamaraj, the servants of Vasudev smiled and spoke the following words in voices as deep as the sound of rumbling clouds. Purport. The Yamadutas were surprised to see that the Vishnudutas, although polite, were hindering the rule of Yamaraj. Similarly, the Vishnudutas were also surprised that the Yamadutas, although claiming to be servants of Yamaraj, the supreme judge of religious principles, were unaware of the principles of religious action. Thus the Vishnudutas smiled, thinking, what is the nonsense they are speaking? If they are actually servants of Yamaraj, they should know that Ajamil is not suitable candidate for them to carry off. And text number 38. Translation, the blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, said, if you are actually servants of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of the principles and the symptoms of irreligion. Purport. This inquiry by the Vishnu Dutas to the Yamadutas is most important. A servant must know the instruction of his master. The servants of Yamaraj claim to be carrying out his orders, and therefore the Vishnu Dutas very intelligently ask them to explain the symptoms of religious and irreligious principles. A Vaishnava knows these principles perfectly well because he is well acquainted with the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord says, Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam saranam braja. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Therefore, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the actual principle of religion. Those who have surrendered to the principle of material nature instead of to Krishna are all impious, regardless of their material position. Unaware of the principles of religion, they do not surrender to Krishna, and therefore they are considered sinful rascals, the lowest of men, and fools bereft of all knowledge. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Namam duskriti no mudaha, prapadyante naradamha, mayaya parityayana, asuram bhavam ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. One who has not surrendered to Krishna does not know the true principle of religion, otherwise he would have surrendered. The question posed by the Vishnu Dutas was very suitable. One who represents someone else must fully know that person's mission. The devotees in Krishna consciousness movement must therefore be fully aware of the mission of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, they will be considered foolish. All devotees, especially preachers, must know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness so as not to be embarrassed and insulted when they preach. Om Agyana Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripasinduvyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. The majority of the devotees are outside now in two festivals, but thanks for being here. And this is very short. One significant word here is mission. Mission in these two verses. And what it means, mission, as Prabhupada explained here, it is important to represent the mission of the acharya, of the spiritual master. When we study different scriptures in different seminars or courses, we have Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Shastri, different things. We work with different aims. Do you know these aims? No? You never work with these aims? Are from the Mayapur Institute of Higher Education? You never hear about this? Yes. And one of the aims is mission and mood. You have 12 aims. And the idea of this aim is to recognize in the scriptures when Srila Prabhupada is giving us some guidance or directions in order to develop this ISKCON or this Hare Krishna movement. Do you understand? So the idea of these verses encourage us to be conscious of the mission of the spiritual master, in this case, Srila Prabhupada. Do you have any example of follow the mission of Srila Prabhupada? The mood and the mission of Srila Prabhupada? Do you have any example? Can you give any example? Prabhu, the microphone. If you have any example of follow the mission of Srila Prabhupada. The mission, the mood of ISKCON. I can give you one example. One person came now, or come here, and he said, you have to go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. Only Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. But I have 27 years old or so. No, but you can go now and chant Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. Which is good, right? Chant Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. But it's not in the frequency or in the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Especially because you have 27 years old, you have to preach, not only chant Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. Maybe other sampradayas, maybe other institutions, they make this. And it's good, and it's bona fide, but not for us in ISKCON. Do you understand? Maybe some exceptions. So the mood is preaching, for example. Can you give one example? Simple example, Taita?
Perhaps another example of maybe this point is Prabhupada said that 50% of his mission was not done yet before he left his body because he didn't establish Varnashram Dharma. So he was planning on going to Gita Nagari to kind of set up an ideal model for what Varnashram system could look like. Mm-hmm. So, and the whole purpose of that is to cast a wider net to include more people in the consciousness who otherwise, you know, couldn't live in temples or couldn't do book distribution or whatever, you know, so they can cast a wider net to get more people to chant Hare Krishna, the whole population, not just the 1 or 2%, but everybody. So those devotees who are doing that, you know, those devotees at Gita Nagari or other devotees who are doing some rural preaching project like that, they're following the mission of Prabhupada.
Good.
So many examples.
Thank you, bro. You have another example, bro?
Well, I can say, you know, main thing is Prabhupada's mission is to make a perfect society, a perfect mm-hmm. gentleman. Prabhupada said, you know, I can make everybody as a perfect gentleman and a home where everybody can live, you know, in like, so that is his real mission. So in order to become a perfect gentleman, he was always, Prabhupada was giving emphasis on four principles, four general. So that is no intoxication, no gambling, no non-veg, no, like no. So this four thing, if anyone can follow, then he will become a perfect gentleman and he will come to the platform of, you know, spiritual knowledge. Then he can advance further. So these basic principles are required. That's what his mission is. Even one time I will give an example. I was giving a book in my taxi, you know, to somebody. You know. He said, oh, I know Hare Krishna, Middle East, you know, somewhere. So he told, oh, I know. He told, I know Hare Krishna peoples are very, you know, very peaceful. You know, one lady told me. So that means, so we have to represent Prabhupada, you know, we have to be very careful in our dealings and our behavior, in our attitude. So I remember one time Jitendra Prabhu was telling one devotee, he was traveling to India. Jitendra Prabhu told, you have to be very careful about your dress and attitude because you are representing ISKCON. No? So in a flight or anywhere you go, you have to deal very, you have to be very careful. You know, we are representing Prabhupada, we are representing ISKCON. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mataji, any example of modern mission of Srila Prabhupada that you recognize in the scriptures or something like that? Okay. No. Well, another important thing is that we can read the commentaries of other acharyas, which is good, and if we want to have more general knowledge about one topic, we can read other acharyas, but careful, because not all the acharyas have the same mood of Srila Prabhupada. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't have the same mood of Srila Prabhupada. And that is important because we have access to the commentaries of other acharyas. We must be careful because we are supposed to follow the mood of Prabhupada. That is another important thing. And I think that is all for now. So if you have any question in relation with this topic or not, or if you have any commentary or something, you can speak now or hold your peace, something like that. No? Huh? Yes.
Hare Krishna, I have very one comment. In the 37 verse, you see, in translation, it is said, the servants of Vasudeva smiled and spoke the following words in voices as deep as the sound of rumbling clouds. You know, on that, I want to add something. You know what? When you can see, you can see that how Ramapada Maharaj, when he speaks, you know, and he's telling, he's very deep, you know, like that, his voice also, rumbling sound, means like, you know, he speaks slowly and but in a very deep way, you know, have you remarked how he speaks, you know, he very clearly and very deeply, you know, one time I was thinking how the voice, you know, of Swami, maybe of Sannyasi, you know, how it becomes very deep and grave, you know, so how it becomes. Because the main thing is that because of Brahmacharya, you know, Brahmacharya means if you preserve, you know, like semen, you know, if you can, you understand what I mean, that means if you can keep up your Brahmacharya, you know.
After 12 years?
Yeah. After certain years,
every word that you spoke or speak is truth, no?
Yeah, it will become very, very means effective and very round, means deep and grave. Everything will be done and very nice. It will hear, you know? Because your Brahmacharya represents your voice. How much you can preserve that semen, you know, it depends. If you know a person who is always addicted with sense gratification, you know, his voice will not be effective and his voice will not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I will not, you know, will not deep.
Thank you for that analysis. Very interesting. And yes, it's true. When the devotees speak, he presents the Siddhanta, and it's not about how loud he speak or not. You have different kind of preachers, and everybody is different. Some people speak in a sweet way, or others speak like more energy. But finally, is the word. The importance there is the word, not the how loud is. Yes, it's important. Thank you, bro. Okay, we can finish here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Gaura Brahmanandi.